This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You went like 3-27 over a 30-game stretch.
I think it was a 1-17 slide.
You could do that again if you tried.
Tried everything. If I said to myself, I'm going to try to lose every game, I couldn't have done it like that. And the sick part is I put so much time and effort into it.
That's the best part.
I was polling. If you had any NFL apparel on, you were probably going to get asked.
Can you help me break down the Cowboys-Eagles game? Sure, are you with HBO doing Inside the NFL? No. I'm making picks, and I'm terrible.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Let me get a pound of yellow American, and do you like the Lions plus the points this week?
Cut that meat!
On 98.7 ESPN.
What a three-hour bonanza it has been, and we have another hour to go. Stuff you missed, another giveaway, three stars, all happening in this bouncy 9 o'clock hour. Now, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford Group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. This is a terrible question to even have to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. You ready?
Yep.
Right now, on the table, I'm going to offer you 1-2 over the Braves. You taking it?
1-2 over the Braves?
1-2 against the Braves.
Because last time he asked me this question yesterday.
Friday.
Well, not yesterday, on Friday. And I agreed to something, and it blew up right in my face.
Right in your face.
All over it.
You want to think about it and answer tomorrow? Because you still can. Then he'll play tonight. I'm going to sign. They hit the ball. They lose one game 5-4. They win the other. They lose the other game. They get hammered. Like, one game they lose very competitively. They win one game, and they get blown out of one game.
Would I sign up for 1-2?
You're in Atlanta.
Good question. I got Scherzer and Verlander both pitching.
You have your aces. I think you should not, actually. I don't think you should sign up for it.
No, I don't want to sign up for it.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
I want better.
You want better. You want 2 or 3.
Yeah, well, listen, we won 3, followed up by losing 3, which is like, you look at it, it's amazing when you look at their, like, go on ESPN and just look at their schedule. And then the breakdown, it's 2 wins, 2 losses, 3 wins, 3 losses.
It's so frustrating. Every time you're like, okay, we've made some headway. We're moving forward. We're playing good baseball. It comes crashing back to reality.
Yeah, which is wild. I mean, this team last year, which again, to my point I made earlier in the show, if I have concern, it's because, like, it's not good enough now, and I don't have much hope that when the time comes, we're going to do what it takes to make it better, because we didn't really do that last year, because we're in the process of doing this, you know, build our farm system, which was bad when Steve Cohen bought the team, and at the same time try to use Steve Cohen's money to win now. So if you weren't willing to start trading off important pieces to make last year's team better, that was a 101-win team that was they had a special season last season. Like, if you weren't willing to make legitimate, like, real improvements at the deadline last year, why this year, when the team's not as good or not performing nearly as well, would you do it? I don't think you would.
Probably not, unless there's an edict from ownership that says this is unacceptable, go get something done.
Yeah, see, I don't know, for what reason, though, if ultimately you don't feel like the team is good enough anyway?
Well, just because he said 500 or missing the postseason is completely unacceptable. And you know, and this worries me too. Do we know the length of the stay we're going to have with Billy Epler? Like, do you know that his job is safe?
I don't know how it could be safe.
Okay. So if think about this now. You're in a position where your job is very tenuous, to say the least, right? What do you care about the future of this team?
You don't.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't.
So maybe he goes out there and he says, you know what? Throws caution to the wind. I don't need Mauricio here. I'm not going to be here in 3 years potentially. I don't need these guys to be here. I need to win now. How can I win now? And makes trades which are very short-sighted. That's got to be a concern.
Yeah, I don't know if they would allow him to do that, but I see what you're saying. I mean, the real prize would be depending on, you know, what happens with the Angels or if they even think about trading him. But I mean, you talk about gutting your farm system.
There was
someone
an
you could
article
signed in free agency.
I think it was Buster Olney was at least involved or tweeted out. I don't know exactly. that they asked like a ton of baseball people. They said there's almost zero chance they're going to trade Ohtani.
Yeah, so, I mean, just think what it would cost to trade him. Like, that's the thing, though. That's the definition of stupidity, though, if you're the Angels. I mean, if you don't go to him and say, here's what we're going to offer, you're going to sign it, you have to trade him. You're going to lose him for nothing?
If he's going to tell you I'm definitively gone?
Dude, you could make the argument he's the most valuable player in the sport.
I don't even think it's a question.
Right, so if you lose him, I mean, you can't lose him for nothing.
I agree, but I'm telling you, this was like knowledgeable baseball people that said they are not trading him. And you know what? They're right there. They're very much in the mix right now.
No, I get it. And you probably could have a hard time getting the actual like appropriate value for him for what he brings, but I don't know. Those would be conversations that I'd be having now.
And then if you're whoever, you're the Mets, you're the Yankees, or the Dodgers, if you're going to trade for him, don't you have to have a guarantee that he's going to re-sign with you?
Yeah, for the amount that you're going to have to give up to get him?
I mean, you're going to have to give more than they traded for Juan Soto.
See, that's the thing, though, that Claudius, that muddies this whole picture up, too, is how much he's going to cost you. Like, if it's a real thought from Billy Epler, and that's what he's selling to Steve Cohen, that, you know, I have this relationship with Shohei, it could be a legitimate option for us. Like, your move would be, at the deadline, we can just, we'll take on bad money to get what we want. Well, you can't, you really can't, with all the money you've already spent, afford to take on bad money. Max picks up his option, and then how are you paying Ohtani $550 million?
And then you become a joke.
Well, not a joke. You become like, now you're spending, like that 550 is what, $1 billion?
$1 billion.
With the tax implications?
If you're spending $450 or $500 million on your payroll, you become the laugh, and you're not good, you become the laughing stock of baseball.
Right. If you spend that much money and don't win, yeah. That's a problem.
A huge problem. Here is Tommy Pham from yesterday saying, we have to get better is what has to happen.
Play better baseball. That's the bottom line. As a team, we're struggling offensively. So, you know, me personally, when I'm not swinging well, man, I'm spending hours in that cage. I mean, I haven't been playing. Look at my hands. They're beat up, blistered up, because all I do is work. So you got to work. If you're underperforming, man, you got to work your way out of the funk.
Is that taking a shot at
all right, anybody? I was going to ask you that question. Are we supposed to, was that said for us to take a shot, like to read into that?
I don't know.
Or is that just him highlighting how hard he works?
Well, it's kind of weird to just be the look at me. I work harder than anybody, no?
Yeah, look at my hands.
I don't even play and look at my hands. Or was that some kind of very under the radar shot at guys that are playing every day that are not producing?
That's how I took it. That's how I would take it. I don't know. It would depend. I would have to know Tommy Pham. If he's like, all I know about Tommy Pham is that, dude, don't mess around with his fantasy football because he'll slap you right in the face. Is that just like the kind of guy he is where he's like...
That was weird.
The first one to kind of toot his own horn, like, look at how hard I work? Or was that a veteran guy that was using it as the opportunity to take a subtle shot at guys on that team that aren't working as hard?
If that is what it is, if it's a subtle shot, that'd be bad.
That's really bad. They don't strike me as that kind of team, though. Like the guys, I feel like McNeil's a hard worker, Nimmo's a hard worker, Alonso's a hard worker.
Is. Lindor's. Oh, I mean, they say he shows up hours ahead of.
Yeah, he plays
time.
Every day. He's not letting.
They try to not get him to play, and he won't accept that. I don't know. You're right. They don't feel like that kind of a team.
So maybe it was just. It felt like something. It felt like to me when he just said that was kind of a subtle shot. But I don't know him personally to know enough, and I just don't get the. I don't get the feeling, and maybe we're wrong. I don't get the feeling that these struggles are because they're not, you know, the everyday players aren't working hard.
Well, something is clearly amiss. I mean, outside of the, I mean, who do you consider the core of the Mets that has to produce offensively for them to be good? Nimmo?
Starts with Nimmo. They need to have Marte. Yeah, like what you saw last year. Nimmo, right. Marte, Lindor, Alonso, McNeil.
Right. So of those five, Nimmo's been good. Not great, good. Alonso, power-wise, has been terrific, and that's really it.
Yeah, Nimmo's done his job. I mean, just as far as what you would expect. Marte's the real big problem because you're not even comfortable batting him second where he batted, I mean, all last season. And Lindor just RBI, yeah, they're there, but I mean, 213 is not acceptable.
213 is an embarrassing
like game. Batting average down, strikeouts up. Like, that's just, it's not good. And then Alonso's, I mean, listen, 21 home runs. He had 40 last year. He's already at 21.
He's going to hit 50 plus.
Right. But that's the burden of being the two guys, like being a team's best players. Like, and on top of that, when you struggle at the same time, now you're really like, if it's one thing to have one guy, like if Lindor's struggling but Alonso's playing well, you got a chance. But if both are struggling at the same time, and on top of that, Marte's not the same guy.
Been, like, look at Marte. How many RBIs does he have this season?
He's not been, dude, they're not even batting him. They don't feel comfortable batting him where they batted him all season last season.
Clearly something is wrong with Marte.
Well, you just, but it's with the team, though. You just keep waiting. You like it. It just feels like we keep waiting for them to take that step where it all of a sudden all clicks in at the same time and they go on an extended run, as opposed to you feel good for five games and then it falls apart, and then you win three and then it falls back apart. They get you excited, they tease you, and then while we're sitting here again, all negative about, you know, like they sweep the Phillies. We all hate the disgusting Phillies. You feel great. And now we're sitting here on Monday talking about all the negativity again.
I mean, I don't know how you could not be. I don't know. I mean, really, how could you be a Mets fan, wake up this morning and be like, oh, you know what? The sun is shining. Things are looking good. Things look terrible.
Well, you can't, because, again, I mean, Verlander pitched good enough to win. Unfortunately, Bassett pitched better. McGill pitched well. So the starting pitching has kind of righted itself. And then Senga, you know, his first foray into actual regular, you know, Major League Baseball rest, it wasn't good. Now, I'm sure they'll try it again, but it's the risk you run when you sign a Japanese pitcher. They pitch once a week.
It's terrible. I mean, it's not like you get Sandy Koufax every 6 day. You get a guy who's better at home every 6 day.
Again, but this is what you chose to do.
I get it.
Because he's got more upside.
I get it.
You thought.
All right, let's get to a couple of calls, and then we'll get to RJ's Stuff You Missed. Let's go to Danny in Centerport. He's got worry, concern. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. You know, I wasn't able to get in on Friday to the phone, so like everybody else, I want to tell you what a pleasure it was meeting you both. I didn't get much time with you, but I was there representing just myself. I came solo at 5:15 in the morning. I got to tell you, I was a little overwhelmed walking in the back door. But that sea of purple of the company was a little overwhelming for me, and I'm not a very bashful guy, but holy cow. I took my little seat, enjoyed the show. You know, listen, guys, I hope those care packages truly made it home. Those were made with love. I personalized them to all four of you guys, so I hope it didn't just get pushed into the fridge at the station.
It did not.
Danny, I noticed how you gave me the thicker loaf of bread, too, which I appreciated.
You know what, Rick? That's why I love you, man. You picked up on that, man. I gave you the extra stick. I gave you the little
why?
Bit of a better loaf.
Why? Danny,
no
why?
No disrespect to you, Dave. No.
I mean, how can I take it any differently? You could have chosen any bread you wanted. He got big, beautiful bread. Mine was nice, not as good. Why?
Can I give you the real truth?
Yes.
The main place that I go to on Long Island has the best bread. They were down to three loaves of semolina and the last brick, and I had to make a decision. So what could I do? I had to make a decision, and being that me and Rick bond over the Jets, I had no choice but to give them the little bit of a better loaf of bread. So I apologize for that. I'll make it up to you, Dave.
I don't think you will.
I will, and I want to truly know if you truly like that sauce. And Rick, if you do me a favor, I left RJ a little thing for you to say. To just ask him about it, and if you feel comfortable with it, I would appreciate it. But touch base with RJ on that. Listen, guys, my Jet point, and I'll be quick. I was disappointed there was no representation at the place. I feel like I was the only one wearing Jet apparel in the whole place. So that was a little disappointing. But my quick Jet point is three big ifs, right? If Roger stays healthy, if Becton is legit and we need him because I think he's really important in this thing, and if the defense is at least what they were last year, you can give me KC, of course, Cincinnati, and we are third. I don't want to hear the Bills third, because you know what? We beat them last year with a subpar quarterback play, and we had them on their heels again going in to tie the game with Mike White with busted ribs. So right now, I put ourselves above the Bills, and I think that is a legit take. I don't think they deserve being above us right now, because they have won nothing and done nothing. They have to prove something.
Danny, I think you should be extremely excited about the Jets. But how can you call here and say Buffalo has done nothing and won nothing, but the Jets are the team that's going to dominate this AFC East?
Dave, I'm just going by pure experience and current deal right now. Last year they were legit, and we beat them, and we had them beat again. So if you're asking me who's better, us or them, with Rodgers and consistency, I think we're a notch above them. They've gotten to one round of the playoffs and lost. Josh Allen has still not won anything for all the hype. I'm not buying them right now. I think we're a better all-around team at this point with Rodgers at quarterback, as long as it all mows. Those three ifs are huge. He needs to stay healthy. Beckton needs to be legit. And the defense needs to be at least what they were last year. And I think we're just a better team than them. I think we've proved it last year.
Oh, boy. All right. You know what? And thanks for the call, Danny. This is what I'm talking about. If I'm a fan of the Buffalo Bills, I'm hearing stuff like that. And if I play for Buffalo, I'm hearing stuff like that. I'm like, all right, just take notice. Everyone thinks that we're going to crown the Jets as the best team in the AFC East.
Yeah, well, I think everyone on that team is probably hearing all the same stuff. I mean, it's the blessing and the curse for us as Jets fans, right? The blessing is that Aaron Rodgers decided he wanted to be a Jet. We landed him. But the curse is now that, you know, we're the topic of conversation. We're the team now that has all these high expectations. And there will be, you're not sneaking up on anyone. Like, no one's going to take you lightly. Like, you're going to get everyone's best shot, because all they've heard about all offseason is about the Jets. And Buffalo and Miami. I mean, even the talk about Miami would piss me off if I was Buffalo.
I think Miami's a good football team.
Of course they're a good football team, and if Tua stays healthy, but Buffalo's probably sitting there saying to themselves, listen, I mean, we got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's probably sick of hearing people talking about him taking a step back. I mean, do I think the Jets' defense has the ability to be better than Buffalo's defense? I do. But you're still you're still talking about one of the best. I mean, Buffalo scored the second most points a game last year, just over 28 points, in a season where people thought Josh Allen took a step back.
And they had no running game.
No running game.
They're going to have more weapons this year. The tight end from Utah, God knows what happens with DeAndre Hopkins. I think if I'm a Jets fan, I'm so excited. But I'm not standing here dancing on the grave of the Buffalo Bills, I'll tell you that, by any stretch.
No, and I think it's something to be said, too, about continuity with the offense. I mean, this is the first year of the Jets in this offense, not Aaron's, and you know what I mean? So he knows it, and that's great, and he can help coach these guys. But Garrett Wilson's never played in this offense. Breece Hall's never played in this offense, just coming back off a major knee surgery.
Right. Another one of Danny's points, so you need a big year from Mekhi Becton. You think you're going to get a big year from Mekhi Becton?
He hasn't got off to a great start with some of the stuff he's been saying. I'm sure the coaching staff's not happy about it.
I'm sure they're not. All right, let's go. RJ is so good, and it's now his time.
Oh, see ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The you missed.
Oh, the weekends they're busy these days. They are busy. So we get to it. Heat take game two of the NBA Finals, all even at one. Gabe Vincent, 23. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, each 21. All square in the NBA Finals to overcome what I think it's fair to call a monster night from Nikola Jokic. 3-point win for the Heat, but Jokic goes for 41 big points. And some interesting stats so he finished with 5 turnovers and 4 assists. Denver went 3-7 this year when Jokic had fewer than 6 assists. And the Nuggets are 0-3 when Jokic scores 40 or more during the playoffs.
He only had 10 games where he had less than 6 assists?
That's right.
Wow.
Spoelstra was not happy either. They asked a question after the game as to kind of in regards to that stat, making him a scorer as opposed to a facilitator.
Yeah.
And Spoelstra was not happy about the question.
He was not.
No.
He was not happy.
It was a ridiculous question, he said.
So, the Heat, though, what was working, they shot 69%, scored 36 points in the fourth quarter. Mike Malone, not going to play, we played it earlier, but basically wondered if his team gave the proper amount of effort, which is not something you typically hear in the NBA Finals. Julius Randle, successful arthroscopic surgery on his left ankle and is expected to be ready for training camp.
Aren't they always successful, though?
No.
I mean,
no.
How often do you I hear had a like, non-successful. On a surgery? It's like, oh, the surgery, it did not go well at all.
I had, what do you mean? I told you that. How many times have I hate repeating stories? That happened to me in Boston.
Very famous story.
You had one.
Yeah, I mean, what? So,
999 out of every 1,000 surgeries. It's like, went swimmingly well. It's going to be fine.
That story, that really went sideways on you, Dave.
No, it didn't go sideways at all.
I tried.
What did we say, though? Didn't I say that's about the Julius Randle thing? Yeah, we'll find out how bad it is. And then joking around, like, even if you don't go, have someone
you
go in there with some
go
kind
get
of,
some kind of cleanup.
Get some kind of scope.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is? No, nobody cares.
No, nobody cares, but I give the guy credit. It was bad enough that he needed surgery, and he didn't say a word and just battled through it.
I think we should care a little bit. Nets hiring Kevin Ollie, who I believe, Rick shared some airtime with back in, I think it was 2014.
Really?
Right? Yeah, after he won the, is that right, Rick? I think I was working with you guys. When he won the title in 20, what year was that for? UConn, not 2014.
Do we have Kevin? No.
2016?
Did we? We might have, because we
yeah,
used to have
the studio.
The men's and women's national
I remember
champions.
When we had Tony Bennett.
Yep. And Kim.
Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
Kim
Mulkey.
Oh, Kim, you guys hit it off.
That was the time.
Yeah, you guys hit it off.
The two of them hit it off. I was not nearly as interested in Kim as you were.
So he'll be an assistant with the Nets on Jack Vaughn's staff next year. Frank Vogel, your next head coach of the Suns. Yankees take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers out in L.A. Domingo Germán and Bobby Miller just throwing up zeros yesterday.
Combined, was good.
Combined 4 hits through 6 innings. Both of them, that is.
Yeah. That's what combined means.
Thank you. Yankees, if you want to ask any more cleanup questions on ankles?
Anybody get a surgery you can tell us about?
No. Yankees eventually win 4-1. Aaron Judge does not play after literally dismantling the wall on Saturday. He will be reevaluated after the off day today. Nestor Cortez going to be placed on the IL. Hasn't been done yet due to some shoulder soreness. Not what you want to hear. Aaron Boone said he expects to skip Cortez a time or two through the rotation.
That's not good news.
And Carlos Rodon will face hitters on Wednesday.
Oh.
Things, maybe they're happening. We don't know. Mets swept by the Jays. Pete Alonso homers yesterday in a loss, obviously, but his 72nd career home run at Citi Field. You guys probably saw this, but that makes him now the career leader in Citi Field home runs ever. Obviously opened in 09, not that long. Do you know who he broke the record with?
No idea.
Lucas Duda.
I had heard that.
The dude.
Kodai Senga pitched on 4 days rest for the first time in his MLB career. Didn't go well. 4 runs given up, 3 earned, career low, 2 2/3 innings. Mets back to .500 for the 11th time this season. Omar Narvaez should be back for the Braves series, which begins tomorrow. Mets also off today, perhaps taking the spot of Tomas Nito, we think?
It can't be Alvarez.
Unless you decide to keep three catchers. Unless it's going to keep three catchers, so Alvarez has the chance to DH.
Well, you can't move Vogel back down.
Well, you'd have to DFA him.
Yeah.
What a shame that would be.
That's not nice. Jose Quintana going to throw batting practice today down in Florida at the team's complex. Nice moment for the Mets also over the weekend. Howard Johnson, Al Leiter, along with Gary Cohn and Howie Rose, all into the team's Hall of Fame before Saturday's game.
I watched a bit of that. That was really nice. Very well done by the Mets.
It was well done, as was when the Mets, you probably saw something if you're interested in baseball, even a little bit over the weekend. Mets honored Sarah Langs, who's a writer for MLB.com and a researcher, and a really, really good one. I follow her on Twitter. You should, too. She's awesome. So many just random stats that you come across, honestly, probably come from her. Used to work here at ESPN. Announced her ALS diagnosis last fall. Mets had her boyfriend, Matt Williams, throughout the ceremonial first pitch. Yankees said they're going to honor Sarah as well during their Hope Week on July 4th. So, nice moment for a tough story. Also tough, Roger Craig, one of the original Mets. Played for 3 championship teams during his major league career. Started the first game in Mets history in 1962. He died over the weekend at the age of 93.
He was actually, when I was growing up, he was the pitching coach of the San Francisco Giants for a long time.
He certainly was. Liam Hendricks wins his first game since returning from battling cancer on National Cancer Survivors Day. White Sox over the Tigers, 6-2. Not good news on Steven Strasburg. His future in doubt, and that's putting it lightly, revealed he has major nerve damage. He hasn't pitched in a game since last June. So they're hoping a little more rest might help. Golden
it
Knights,
sounds like I read that article. He's not even with the team.
No.
No, he hasn't been for a long time either. Not
if
good.
He had surgery, though, it would be successful.
I don't think it would be.
I think he had surgery. I think it wasn't successful.
Well, that because they don't let you know when it's unsuccessful surgery.
Golden Knights lead the Cup Final 1-0 over the Panthers. Game 2 this evening. Mike Babcock, he's back, head coach of the Blue Jackets.
I bet Johnny Gaudreau's pumped.
Mike Babcock was like the guy a couple of years ago. Toronto couldn't wait to have him. They paid him tons of money. It went really well.
We're still waiting on the Rangers' new coach at some point here.
What are they waiting for? Quenneville to get reinstated?
So there was some talk, too, the Patrick Roy.
Yeah, so I was going to say, Raymond sent me this over the weekend, that there's reports out there that Patrick Roy, who the team he coaches, I believe the Quebec Ramparts.
Yeah, they just won the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, and there's some thought out there that maybe the Rangers are waiting to talk to him.
It's actually smart if you think about it, because all these moves that have happened, like, why wouldn't you wait to see what, like, John Hines just had it, like, he got fired. Like, for all these names, like, who would, like, Dubas gets hired in Pittsburgh, which still, I mean, kind of kept hope till he said what he said about Mike Sullivan, that maybe he gets fired, you could pick him up. So it sounds like, it still sounds like it could be Laviolette.
What's the connection with Patrick Roy?
Play with him.
Exactly.
And finally, NHL confirmed what we long assumed, that the local outdoor series is going to have a couple of games. Devils going to host the Flyers Saturday, February 17th at MetLife. Next day, Islanders host the Rangers on Sunday, February 18th.
Wait, see you there.
Is that Super Bowl Sunday?
I don't think so.
It better not be.
It's got to be after.
The NHL's not that stupid.
You say that. February 18th is right there. So you think the Super Bowl's the 25th?
Super Bowl's on the 11th.
Oh, the Super Bowl's earlier this year. Okay. Good.
You're not putting the outdoor game on Super Bowl Sunday, I don't think.
Maybe you put it at noon, right?
I don't know.
Well, they're not, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
And that is the bleep you missed.
You're good.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Your goal right now is to keep him engaged and motivated for the final half hour of the show, and that's why you're playing this.
How dare you?
That's my.
I think Raymond likes it. How could you say I'm fading? I'm bringing new DHIV stories to the table. I mean, exciting topics.
Well, I didn't think you were fading. I think you've been good. I think that Raymond probably thinks that you're fading, and he's like, "What can I do? Like a double shot of espresso? I'll play country music. Ipso facto, now Rick is reengaged."
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I do like the country music. I think the music today's been really good.
I think Raymond's been excellent. RJ, too. Everyone's had a good show today.
It's been a good Monday.
I feel like my voice is on the way out, but besides that...
Yeah, actually, I feel like you've gotten stronger as the show's gone on.
Well, it's well lubricated. I mean, a lot of honey right to the throat.
I feel like your voice is always like two steps away from being gone.
Probably the lack of sleep, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think it's good
for you. Lack of sleep. You probably blew your vocal cords out this weekend.
I didn't know that much.
A screamer as a coach?
A lot of directions, yeah. Like, not like, kind of just like...
Not like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
no.
You
know,
well, here's the thing. On the normal circumstances, you'd be fine, but you're also still sort of recovering from Thursday.
That's right.
So, all that, you know, kind of compounds.
He's like a public defender, this guy here.
Yeah, he's because he likes
really
me.
In your corner.
Because he likes me. Our trucks currently have the same rims.
It's very impressive, by the way.
See that?
His truck is something else, huh?
Oh, because he's a man. He takes pride in his vehicle.
Because, you know what? He likes to be able to wave to others on the road, and he says, if I get this nice Jeep, I can then do that.
See, you understand.
Got the Jeep that matches the rims. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. You own that thing, don't you?
I will in short order, if that's what you mean.
But, I mean, you have a loan you're paying
off.
Yeah,
it's financed.
You're not leasing it.
No, I'm not leasing. Right. I hope to hold on to it forever.
Forever. You love it.
Yes.
Wonderful. What a time to be alive. All right, it's
time for
the...
I almost died in a Jeep once.
What?
Almost died in a Jeep once.
What happened, Rick?
We're going to a roundabout. Such was driving, and he's a terrible driver. And we're going to a roundabout, and he didn't have the nice big wheels like Raymond has. We had, like, the regular stock Jeep wheels.
You almost tipped over?
And someone rear-ended us. And the thing, as we're going around the roundabout, it hit the back tire, and the thing, like, it gave, like, the shimmy, like this thing may flip over. He had the top off and everything else.
So why did you have to say that he's an awful driver? Someone hit you guys. He didn't do anything.
Because he's
wrong,
not good.
All right, but that's irrelevant for this story, no?
I just like to throw it out that he's not a very good driver.
But separate and aside from that story?
Probably, yeah.
Like he his bad driving was not responsible for almost flipping over?
No. No, not that, no. Yeah, you're right. I probably could have kept that to myself.
Yeah, I think that would have been nicer. All right, it's time for the daily DNR trivia question. Call the contest line, 888-987-ESPN, right now for your chance to qualify for a custom 2023 Ford Bronco and to win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. It's all brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, in Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. 1-800-919-3776 to get involved with the show. And, of course, now you have the number for the big contest line. Purple Belt Mike, he's very upset with what was said before about him. Mike, what's the matter? Talk to us. And now
Oh, no.
What happened to Peanut Butter Mike?
Peanut Butter Mike was let go.
He was not prepared. Ugh. He was completely ill-prepared. And this is your guy.
Oh, he had, dude, I mean, let's talk about, he showed up at the tailgate. He had his purple belt.
Right.
Like, he came and impressed.
He's great.
Then he calls today, and it was kind of a...
Unimpressed. Well, first of all, he didn't have a great call.
No.
He was too upset for words.
And then the police officer called after him and said that he was terrible. And then he calls back, and he's not prepared to go on the air.
Called him purple belt peanut butter, Mike.
Well, he said he just heard the PB part of it.
No, he totally said that Peanut Butter Mike or whatever his name is. He was totally disparaging him. He could say whatever he wants.
Yeah, very, very disparaging. All right, we'll get to your calls in just a moment on the trivia. As a matter of fact, we have enough calls. You can probably get to it right now, and then we'll get back to the Mets and the Yankees. All right, here we go.
Today's All-American Ford Trivia.
Raymond, are you impressed that twice this morning I remembered?
You know what? For a second there, I didn't think you were going to remember that one. I was itchy trigger finger on that one.
I don't blame you. All right. 888-987-ESPN. All right, here we go. Al in Cranford. Al, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right. I think this is somewhat easy because we discussed it for a lot of the show today. What will happen to the loser of our football picks this season?
Oh, he's going to...
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
What just happened?
Oh,
he just dropped himself.
You heard what just happened.
No, I heard the boop. So he was about to give the award-winning answer, and the phone died?
It sounds like sabotage is taking place just there.
Oh, no.
Because he was about to say it.
This is terrible. All right, let's go along to Primo in Middletown. Primo in Middletown. Primo, what will the loser of the football picks have to do on the show?
Oh no!
Sorry, David.
You don't know.
No, I don't. Sorry, David.
Oh no! This is troubling now.
Well, the first one had it before he dumped himself. The first one had it,
but I mean, he was on the verge of giving the answer,
right?
And it just strayed for him. All right, let's go to Mike in Belmar. Mike, you know the question.
Can I hear the question again?
Yes, you can. What does the loser of the football picks have to do as punishment?
Oh, that's easy. Get bit by a dog.
No. Right, be attacked by a canine. That's correct. Like a police dog. That's right. All right, Mike, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Put you on hold. You're the best.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So we had a caller earlier in the show talking about shuffling things up a little bit. You know,
lineup-wise, right?
Yeah, what does that do for him exactly?
What, to put him in the sixth spot?
Yeah, wherever.
I wouldn't think anything.
Like, it doesn't change. Like, usually you would do that because you're trying to change potentially the approach or just the amount of pressure on certain player, right?
He needs to produce.
Yeah, but I don't think, it doesn't erase the fact that he's being paid $341 million. Like, he knows that the expectations for him aren't going to change.
Oh, he needs to produce, right? I mean, and you know what? If you're going to win, Lindor's got to be a big part of it. You, otherwise, you're going to fail. If he hits .213, you're not going to succeed this season.
Just looking at the lineup they threw out there last night with Pham. I mean, Pham had a good game, too. Had the two home runs.
Two home runs, yeah.
But, and I know, listen, I'm old school, and I think you feel the same way. Like, this whole notion.
Your guys.
This whole notion that, like, batting average and stuff doesn't matter drives me crazy. I hate that whole idea. But, like, I mean, you had Pham 1, Canna 2, Lindor 3, Alonzo Escobar. Pham 234, Canna 244, Lindor 213, Alonzo 231, Escobar 234, Marte 250. McNeil, 282, won the batting title last year. Vientos, 188. Alvarez, 237.
Terrible.
Ugh.
So your highest average is 282, and after that it was 250?
It was 250.
That's, yeah, really, really bad. I think this is a it's comical, but I think it's interesting. Wide receiver, what is it, Antonio Dobbs, right, of the Packers? Romeo Dobbs. He says, no big difference at quarterback after the Aaron Rodgers trade. Quote, Jordan Love can do the same exact thing.
But he can't, so I'm trying to...
Why could you say something like that?
Because Aaron Rodgers is gone. I don't think they had a good relationship.
Which is fine. You don't like him, you don't like him. But to sit here and tell me that Jordan Love... That's a lot of pressure to put on Jordan Love.
Oh, you're playing to the room, though. You're coming. Jordan Love's the one that's going to get you the ball. Aaron Rodgers is not. So, I mean, you say nice things about your quarterback, trying to get him, you know, build up his confidence.
I think Jordan can do it. I think Jordan's a really good quarterback, Romeo Dobbs told Spectrum News 1 in Wisconsin. When you go from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan, Aaron was a really great quarterback, but I believe Jordan can do the exact same thing. I really don't see what's the big difference. Oh, boy.
That's one of those ones where you kind of lose credibility the second it comes out of your mouth.
Right? How could you say something like that? You might want to say, I'm totally impressed. I mean, there's a million things you could say. I'm totally impressed with Jordan Love, and I think he's going to be terrific. But to say that he's the exact same thing as Aaron. So what you're telling me is you expect this guy to be an all-time legendary great quarterback.
Right, or what you're trying to tell me, how I read into that is that I wasn't overly close with Aaron, and now Jordan loves the quarterback, so I'm going to do whatever it takes to try to, like, instill as much confidence and let him know that, you know, I'm his guy. Get
okay.
me the ball.
Okay, well,
because I believe in you.
We'll see how that works out. Let's go to some of the callers, and we'll have Raymond with his three stars. Anthony Queens. Hi, Anthony. You're on 98.7.
Yeah, Dave, I know you're a humongous Mets fan. I am as well.
Uh-huh.
Are we going to say that Lindor is going to turn into like a Jacoby Ellsbury type of signing for the Yankees? This is
no.
a terrible signing.
No, he plays
looking...
every day. He plays every day. He's not hurt.
Yeah, but he's just not producing. How much money are we giving him? Is it two or three and change? I mean,
it's
the guy
41.
This isn't new.
It's $34 million bucks.
It's
a year,
not
yeah.
new. He hasn't produced since he got here. I mean,
he had
this
a good
is
season
a terrible
last year.
Signing.
What do you mean he had a good season last year?
I would
no,
say
he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Don't
yes, he
think
did.
It was good because people hear that and they think, you know what?
So you don't think?
They said it on the
so,
morning show.
Hold on, time out.
It was a. He had
time
a
out.
Terrible season last
time
year.
Out.
No, oh, come on. What are you? A terrible season last year.
Don't do this to yourself now. Let's have a real conversation. Don't start yelling. So he missed one. He played 161 games last year, hit 26 home runs, and had 107 RBI, and hit .270. That's a bad season.
Is that a good season?
Yes.
Yeah.
26 home. What was his batting average?
.270.
.270 and 26 home runs in today's game is a good season.
So and 107 RBI from your shortstop.
Let me ask you a question. What sure. would be a good season in your mind?
From Francisco Lindor?
Yes.
.290, 35-115.
Okay.
That's real. I mean, the only year he's ever had
over 100 RBIs in his entire career was last season, right?
So let me ask you a question, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
What was the point in giving him all this money? I didn't like it when we did it. Why did we feel we had to sink that much money into him? Why?
Because they thought he was going to be a forever Met now when they traded for him, and he was going to add stability to the shortstop position and to the organization.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm 36 years old. I know you're older than that.
Yeah.
In your lifetime, how many forever Mets have you seen? Don't say Reyes and don't say Wright. How many forever Mets have you seen?
What do you mean? Don't say Wright.
DeGrom, Wright. I mean,
David Wright, I consider him to be an all-time great.
So you're telling me, Dave, when your son is, I don't know how old, I know you have kids, but when your son's 25 years old and you and him go to Citi Field, you're going to say, wow, I got to see DeGrom pitch and he's a forever Met?
Yes.
No, the answer is no.
Oh, no, the answer is yes.
The answer is no.
My kids are old enough to appreciate. You don't know, do you understand what DeGrom, was the closest thing to, I don't care what you want to do tonight. I can't do it. We're watching the Mets game.
And let me ask you a question, Dave. How much time was DeGrom actually on the field for the Mets?
He was with the Mets for years.
But he was always injured. He was always hurt.
And I think that's why they didn't decide to keep him here. But how? Listen, you're arguing two arguments. First you call about Lindor, then you're switching it over to this. How can you sit there and tell me that Jacob DeGrom was not a great, legendary Met?
Easily. They didn't win anything while he was here. Let me ask you this now.
Was Don Mattingly a great legendary Yankee?
Absolutely.
But he didn't win anything.
That's a good point.
And his career was shortened by injury.
That's a good point. I mean, I can't argue that point. But at the same time, Don Mattingly was also an MVP of the league.
Oh, and are you out of your mind? The guy was a back-to-back Cy Young Award winner.
But Dave, the problem is
this is a hard argument to make
because I understand where you're coming from, but Jason DeGrom, I don't know, man.
His name is Jacob. He just doesn't feel like a forever guy. Well, you're wrong, and goodbye.
Wow, you just destroyed him in that second half of the argument.
Well, it's an infuriating point.
Well, here's the thing, though. But he could have made, like, his initial point was not a terrible point. Right, I mean, it could turn out to be a bad signing. I wouldn't compare it to Jacoby Ellsbury with the Yankees, but it was the first big move. It was the splashy move. They wanted to make a splashy move, so they decided to trade for Lindor and then pay him a ton of money. Then it's probably too much money.
Would I go ahead and give him 10 years for $341 now? No,
no,
I would not. But to sit here and tell me that last year he had a bad year.
No,
you look
first
like
year,
a fool.
No, first year, not a good year. Last year was a good year.
Last year was a really, really good year. So stop with the nonsense. All right, Raymond, you have a big area to spread your wings and fly. So fly.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Well, actually, Dave, you should be spreading your wings and flying today because star number three is going to go to you.
Yes.
For what?
Shut up. Listen to him. He was so timely today. All the breaks were perfectly on time. We came back from every break virtually on time. And the contest, he actually hit both contest opens today, unprompted. So yeah. I've got to give him credit for that. And it would have been a perfect game because the first contest was, and again, it's not Dave's fault. The first contest flawless. The second one, the guy was about to give the answer that everybody who was listening to the show would knew. Well, hey, listen, this is what the loser of the fantasy of the weekly NFL picks was going to have to suffer through, and that guy was cut off. How does that affect my perfect game?
He got the third star for doing his job. Then,
it's
not an easy job, you hack.
All right,
number two.
What if there's one thing that this show is known for? It's people taking shots at each other, and well, this happened.
And your guy there, Peanut Butter Mike or Purple Belt Mike, whatever his name is.
Ray and Clinton, I don't know, man. That seems like a shot to me. Pretty blatant.
Peanut Butter Mike.
Number one.
I've been listening to this conversation all day, and like I said, the punishment for the weekly football picks loser, they're going to be attacked by a canine.
I might stuff some bacon right down your pants.
And let the dog go nuts.
That's great. That's just what I need is bacon in my pants.
Bacon in your pants, big bite marks, and a dislocated shoulder, possibly. Oh, looking forward to this.
Good times here on the show. I'm going to study for these picks like you can't believe. And at some point before tomorrow morning, I'm going to find a lot of are they real colleges or not. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg. And
everybody.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Nazareth to Bone.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.